Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Certainly a lot of things to talk to him about as we have a very busy week in the National Football League. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's just start with this. How many times have you streamed All I Want for Christmas Is You? It is the number one song in the country.
I've actually listened to a lot of Christmas music, and I have heard it a handful of times, but not a ton. You know, most of the screaming in my house is done by my two kids. They make sure the volume stays nice and loud.
It's kind of funny to me. Like, that's not really a song that I stream, but I feel like I'll hear it 10 to 15 times over the holiday season anyway. That, like, I don't need to listen to it in my own time because I hear it enough out.
Yeah, it'll happen. Well, you know what? Christmas music is one of the few things. Like, I get sick of hearing the same song after a few times. Like, I'm pretty quick to move on. But Christmas music, they could play it in August, and I'm on board.
So a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a little bit, but they are not even close to the biggest story this week in the National Football League. Let's go to a pretty important matchup in the AFC between the Bills and the Patriots. My stance on the Bills is very, very simple. If I had told a Bills fan there is a chance that Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson would all not be in the postseason, a Bills fan would have sold their soul to be in that position and to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. There's only one team to me heading into this playoffs that is Super Bowl or bust. It has to be Buffalo. If they can't cash this ticket and they can't play in the Super Bowl in San Francisco, they will regret it for the rest of their lives.
I agree. I would say, look, I do think the Rams are kind of Super Bowl or bust too, just because of Stafford's age. And then, you know, they're trending toward the top seed. Whether or not they get it, we'll see. But I agree. Look, let's put it this way. Nobody is under even 20% of the pressure that Buffalo's under. Like, they're looking at a conference here that if they can't get to the Super Bowl in this AFC, pack it up. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you're the Bills, you're probably going to be the 5 seed. You're looking at playing Pittsburgh in the first. Pittsburgh's awful. Pittsburgh is awful. Like, that team, of anybody who's got any shot to make the playoffs, they're the worst team. They're not even the worst team currently in the picture. They're the worst team that even could get in. And then you look at, okay, if you win that game, you're probably playing Denver, New England in the second round. It's just not an easy game on the road, but a game that if you're Buffalo, you feel like, okay, pretty good shot. And then maybe you face the other team in the AFC title game. Like, it's about as easy as it gets. In the playoffs, it's about as easy a ride as you're ever going to have. And I agree with you. If they don't do it this year, if they lose to, let's just say, Bo Nix in Denver, I don't know how you go into the offseason and say you're just going to run the thing back, right? Like, don't you have to at that point almost act as though you're the Chiefs and the Ravens and say, yeah, we got to make big changes? Anything less than, at minimum, getting there is a disaster.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam with Sports Illustrated, going through some of the top stories in the National Football League. Are you surprised that Buffalo's the favorite in this game? I mean, it's a coin flip kind of game. Buffalo was a 1.5-point favorite, but they're also a road favorite in this one. They lost at home to New England earlier this season. New England has been far more complete, and they've been a better team than them. Are you surprised that Buffalo's the road favorite?
A little. Not stunned. Look, people, you know, it's all about getting public money, right? And I think a lot of people are going to bet the Bills because of Allen. But, you know, here's kind of the – look, I've watched every stitch of the Bills this year, like literally every stitch. The Bills have not been much better than Kansas City or Baltimore. Or any of the only difference to their credit is they pulled a few games out of the fire, the Baltimore game, the Cincinnati game. They've not been good. I mean, if you watch the Bills this year, the Bills, I can tell you right now whether or not they're going to win a game based on one thing, how they run the ball. Because if they can run the football, then they can win. And that includes Allen and obviously Cook. If they don't run the ball well, they have no offense. They can't throw. Allen is here throwing the ball. It's not been anything to write home about. And that's not on him necessarily. They have no pass catchers. And defensively, look, it's not a good defense. It's a defense that, like a lot of years in Buffalo, some of the numbers will look okay, but if you watch them down to down, they're not good. I think New England is better. I think May is playing better than Allen is. Look, could Buffalo win? Yes. But I am picking New England to win the game, especially off the bye week.
I was just going to ask you who you had to win this game. I actually placed a wager on New England to make the Super Bowl. I feel like at some point you just got to pick one of these teams in the AFC. And New England just checks a lot of boxes to me. I think they're going to be at home. I think they're going to have some of the best quarterback play in the AFC entering the postseason. Their run game is starting to figure some things out. They've got good weapons. They play good defense. Like, there's a lot of things the Patriots do that I like.
The thing that scares me about the Patriots is the inexperience in the offensive line. But I agree. If I had to pick a team right now to get out of the AFC, it'd be them. Because they may play one less game. If not, they're going to be the 2 seed. And they're going to be drawing who? Right? I mean, the Chargers. Now, look, if they draw Houston, that's an interesting game. Houston, I'll say one thing for the Texans. They are really one-dimensional because that offense is terrible. My God, can that team play defense? Like, you could just get into a game with Houston. You just can't score. I mean, that is the fear, and that kind of defense travels. But I like, you know, the one thing about New England I really like, and I think even against the Bills in the playoffs is a major problem for the other team, Vrabel's a really good coach. And when you get into a game against them, like, McDaniels is a terrible head coach. He's a very good coordinator. They're going to out-coach everybody that they face in the AFC playoffs. I mean, maybe you say Denver with Peyton and Vance Joseph, okay. But that's it. And Denver has Bo Nix compared to Drake May. So, like, I think the huge advantage that New England's going to have is Vrabel is not an experience. He won a million rings as a player. He's been there as a coach. He, to me, gives them an advantage that other AFC teams don't have.
Let's talk about one of the other key games in the AFC, an AFC and NFC team. The Packers go on the road to play the Broncos. I mean, this is a massive game for the Broncos at home. The Broncos have another one of those statement kind of games to show the rest of the league, yep, Hey, you guys should take us seriously. The Packers, they're a small favorite in this one. And the Packers are so difficult to figure out because every time you start to kind of get on board with them being one of those Super Bowl kind of teams, they'll lose to Cleveland or they'll lose to Carolina. I like Green, yep, Bay. I like them at the very beginning of the season. I do think Green Bay goes on the road and wins this game, but I'm hesitant of buying into the Packers. They've let me down a couple of times so far this year.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to pick them as well. Like, the one thing I'll say about Green Bay is when you've got a pass rush like they do, that carries a lot of you know, water. It really does. It covers a lot of sins. I think Love is a good quarterback, at times very good, but ultimately, you know, somewhere in between probably that good to very good area. Offensively, they don't have that one guy that you just say, look, 3rd and 8, we can get him open. That does scare me with them, but they've got so many guys they can throw the ball to. You know, whether it's Dobbs or it's Watson or, you know, it's Dontavian Wicks or it's Or, you know, obviously before he got hurt, Tucker Kraft kind of was the guy. Or Jaden Reed, who's now back in the collarbone. Or Matthew Golden, their first-round pick, who's not been great this year, but I think has talent. You know, that's one thing where they have a lot of guys they can beat you with. Obviously, Jacobs running the football. So, look, I think the Packers, how far do they go? I think depends on if they're at home. Like, if you're telling me that they're playing the Rams at Lambeau, I like their odds. You know, that is the weather up there is just brutal. It is very hard to deal with. You know, if they're getting some dome team up there, they're getting Tampa, something. Yeah, I think they're going to win. Philly, I think Philadelphia right now is a tire fire. But, yeah, I mean, if they're at home, I think they have a good shot. And I do like them in this game. I think this defense against Denver's offense is a bit of a mismatch, in my opinion.
I know that we technically can't do this, but I really wanted Colts and Seahawks flex the Sunday Night Football because I want to watch Phillip Rivers play quarterback uninterrupted this weekend.
It's going to be unbelievable. Like, I can't even imagine. He's 44, as has been well publicized now, a grandfather. I'm 37, and when I get out of bed in the morning, it takes like 5 minutes to feel like a person. I am not an NFL player. Never was. Never even close. I can't imagine getting rocked by some yoked up 24-year-old edge rusher and just popping up and having that happen 12 times. Like, look, I got to be honest. I think it's a funny story. It's kind of cool. I think this is going to be a disaster. But I'm very much here for it. It's a hell of a lot more entertaining than watching Riley Leonard go out there and throw for 88 yards.
I mean, if there's anybody that could do it, that could just go out there and surprise you at least in 1 week and just go out there and just do it off muscle memory, you know, like, kind of like in basketball, you got that old man game where you can just post people up and you just got a move that nobody could guard. I'm not saying that Rivers is going to blow anybody's world away. I'm just saying is if there's somebody that could go out there and throw for 210 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions and hasn't played football all year, Phillip Rivers just seems like one of those kind of guys.
He might be, man, but I got to say, he hasn't played in like 5 years. I don't know. And the last year he played, he couldn't throw the ball. Like, he had no zip on the ball. I remember watching him that year and just thinking, like, oh, my God, his arm's just gone. That's 5 years later, and they're just pulling this guy off the couch. Like, look, if you're the Colts, you got to run the ball like crazy and hope he can make a throw here. But honestly, look, they're done. They're not. I mean, they're lucky if they win a game. The schedule's hard. He's not going to be good. And they're going to – I mean, their schedule, you Seattle and the Niners the next 2 weeks, they're not winning those games. So they're done. I mean, for a team that was, what, 7-1 at one point, it's just an unbelievable fall from grace. And you know, a really tough one to swallow when you just trade away your two first-round picks.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated. All right, Matt, let's transition to the Kansas City Chiefs. I am starting to get over it a little bit. The Chiefs going forward on 4th-and-1 from their own 31-yard line is still one of the more mind-blowing decisions to me of the Andy Reid time frame. I still don't really understand it. Just especially when your defense is playing the way that they are, the Houston offense had done nothing for basically an hour in real time. I don't know why you would run the risk and give them the ball in field goal range and do anything to potentially spark their offense. I disagreed with it in real time. More and more when I hear their logic and I hear more of the stats, Kareem Hunt wasn't on the field. Like, there isn't a justification to me to go for it on that fourth down call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, it's the 2025 Chiefs. So, of course they went for it and failed miserably. But that's just what this team has been. I mean, this team has been one slapstick comedy disaster after the next. I'll actually go a little different on this. In the moment, if I'm being completely honest, there was a pretty big part of me that was like, you know what, this offense stinks so bad. They've got to try to get some juice, try to go for it. If you don't get it, hold them to a field goal, go from there. The problem I had with it was not so much even the decision, although, listen, the decision is certainly a bold choice. It's the play call. I hate to use the word I'm going to use because Andy Reid will forget more about football tonight than I'll ever know in my lifetime. It was dumb. It was a dumb play call. Everything about it was dumb. It was, look, Kareem Hunt, he's fourth in the yard. Kareem Hunt is converting at a higher rate on third and fourth and one than the tush push. And you have him lined up as a tight end on that play. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I don't care. I know, you know, it's been publicized. I knew even in real time. It's the same concept of play that they beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game with. They snuck P. Ryan out behind the line. Fine. I understand that. But in this case, this is your season. Like, this is the whole season. If you don't pick this up, your season's in grave jeopardy. And you didn't even run a back out there. Like, I could understand that play a little more if Kareem Hunt was in the backfield. And he said, hey, look, he's a good pass catcher. We're going to run him out there. It was Hollywood Brown. They're going to pay attention to Hollywood Brown coming out of the back. And, like, once they did, that's it. There's no threat of running the ball. You're never going to hand off to Hollywood there. It was a staggering decision to do that. I don't know what the thought process was. I don't know if there was a thought process. And that's kind of been the story of their season. Like, their personnel needs fixing, yes, but their scheme and their decision-making on offense needs a complete overhaul.
When you mentioned the personnel needs some fixing, what are you suggesting? Because I was going through their box score and I was going through their depth chart for the game that they played against the Raiders. And that was the first game back for Rashee Rice. Man, I'm looking at this offense. I think they're going to bring a majority of this offense back. Now, they're going to make some changes on the defensive side. They're going to kind of have to be forced to because some contracts are ending. And they got to decide who they want to pay and who they don't want to pay. But I think the core of this team is going to largely be the same. You mentioned they need personnel changes. What personnel changes do you think they need?
Yeah, so on offense, I agree with you. I think it's largely going to be the same crux of it. Look, Juwan Taylor is going to be gone because they need to save money, and he's $20 million in savings. He's going to be gone. And it's going to be more, maybe even Vanessa Paul if he plays well the rest of the year. But I think Moore's the leader in the clubhouse right now. So I think you're going to get a change there. You have got to get a running back. And I can tell you right now from talking to people around, they know that. I mean, that is glaringly, blindingly obvious. Now, you could also argue it was blindingly obvious a year ago, and they did nothing. But Pacheco's contract's up. There's no reason in the world to bring him back. If Hunt comes back, it's got to be just a short yardage, you know, plugger back where it's, hey, third and foot, go get his 2 feet. They have no explosiveness. They have two explosive runs this entire season. Two. It's almost impossible to have two explosive runs for a whole season. I think that is on offense, the big majority of it. I think, look, they'll probably churn the backside of the receiving room. Like, I don't think Juju's back or Hollywood's back. But, Worthy and Rice will be the leading guys up front. And with the new scheme, I think that's fine. Defensively, defensively, it's, as you said, look, it's a bigger conversation. They have to get the pass rush right. Their pass rush is a disaster outside of Jones and sometimes Karlaftis. Everybody else is persona non grata. They're going to have to fix that. I think Tranquil, they got to make a decision. Do they cut him and do they replace him? Maybe they do. I would personally. And then in the secondary, you know, we've never talked, I don't know how you feel about it. Like Watson and Cook, what do? Are you bringing them back? If I'm the Chiefs, I try to bring them back at my price. Because that's just two less holes you got to fill, and you know they can play. But, you know, look, they've got a lot of decisions to make on this team defensively.
That's interesting you bring that up about some of the decisions that they have to make. They have two players that I would say are, in most instances, it's time to pay them. You got Rashee Rice on the offensive side, and Trent McDuffie is on the other side.
Yep.
Let's say that we wake up in March and we get a text that the Chiefs have made a major trade. Are they more likely to trade Trent McDuffie or Rashee Rice?
It's so hard. As you're asking the question, my initial gut reaction was McDuffie. Because they've never paid a corner since Brett Veach has been there, ever. They've never done it. And they tried to pay Ward. Ward ended up leaving for a little more money when he went to San Francisco. So they did try to pay him. And they actually tried to pay him this offseason. They tried to re-sign him. So it's not as though they won't. And I certainly – look, I'm not trying to say, oh, I think they're going to trade McDuffie. Like, I would not be shocked at all if they gave McDuffie, you know, $100 million. But the one problem you're starting to run into a little here with McDuffie, they clearly want to play him outside – because I think that's his preference. Well, he's not as good outside. Like, he's good. He's still a good corner. He's a great slot corner. And part of the reason is, A, he's great technically, which is paramount at that position because you have so many two-way goes. The other part of it is he's a great blitzer. That goes out the window when you're a boundary corner. It doesn't matter. So I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, they've got Noel Williams, who when they actually decide to play Noel Williams – can play, and if they bring back Watson, well, then what are you doing? Then he's got to be in the slot because those other two guys can't do it. Neither Williams nor Watson can play in the slot. The thing with Rice is very obvious. Do you trust him? I mean, look, it's not hard to see. There are times with Rashee Rice when he does not run full out on routes. He just doesn't. There are times he was jogging in certain routes in that Texans game. And obviously all the off-field stuff that goes with him. So, like, are you going to give him $30 million a year over 4 years? And if you are, is every single dollar in that contract voidable if he gets as much as a jaywalking ticket? Like, that's the question. McDuffie, you don't worry about any of that stuff. You do with him. And that's the push-pull. It's a very hard, hard decision for Fred Veach to make.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Sports Illustrated covering the National Football League. Matt, we look forward to catching up with you, man, as we figure out who's going to make the playoffs, man.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.